Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 24, verses 49 through 53. The Reverend Dr. Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke 24. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, blessing God. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It started in the Lord's house, the temple, as Zechariah was serving. The Lord appeared to him and promised him a son, John the Baptizer, the forerunner to point people to Jesus. And now we are at the end of Luke's gospel, the very end, as the disciples worship in the temple, having witnessed the risen Son of God ascend into the heavens following his redemptive work. And now, with great joy, they await the promised Holy Spirit, who will, through the Word and through the Word of the Apostles, point people to Jesus. But here we are, 2 millennia later, and what does that have to do with us? What does it have to do with you? It's quite simple. You're part of it. You've heard the Word and believed. You are characters that the Lord has woven into his story of redemption. And before his ascension, the Lord sent his apostles to proclaim repentance, forgiveness to all nations, and so they did. They fanned out from Jerusalem into the south, into Africa and northwest, into Asia and Europe, and they proclaimed Christ and his salvation. Some who heard believed. They repented of their sin. They rejoiced in forgiveness, in peace with God. They still suffered. They suffered hunger, sickness. They watched families fall apart, kids rebel, spouses cheat, parents abandon. They saw loved ones die, sometimes from disease and war, sometimes from persecution for the name of Jesus. But they also knew that their lives on earth were but a brief chapter in a sinful world, and that Christ would indeed raise them up to everlasting life on the last day, because he was risen from the dead. So they lived lives of repentance, for repentance is to live a life that flees from sin and clings to the living Savior. They lived lives of forgiveness, knowing that God loved them despite their trials here, knowing that God did not hold their sins against them for the sake of Jesus. They knew they were not alone. As they gathered to hear the Word of God, they knew that Christ was with them. The risen, ascended Lord was with them. As they gathered for the supper, they knew that the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus, was there as the host of the meal, giving them his body and his blood for the forgiveness of their sins. Saints of God who had gone before us, all but a very few are forgotten and lost to history. But the book of Hebrews says that the world was not worthy of them, and the Lord has not forgotten them. He gives them life even now. Somewhere along the way, the news of repentance and forgiveness that came to them came to you. It made it into your ears and created faith. It's an amazing miracle, if you think about it, that Christ's command to preach the gospel was heeded by the witnesses of the redemptive work of Christ, and having then spanned the globe so that 20 centuries later, it's brought you to faith in Christ. Now, your contribution to world history, it may be small, it may be big, but you can know this for sure. You're a child of God for the sake of Christ. Because you're clothed in his righteousness, the world is not worthy of you. God will not forget you. You're part of the story. Christianity is not about asking What can I learn from what happened way back then? The gospel's not an ancient morality so that you can better change your life. It's not an inspirational example that promises an easy life if you follow it. It's redemption from sin and from death. The Lord Jesus, who died and rose again and appeared to his disciples, has gathered you by his word. He promised his everlasting faithfulness to you. He calls you by his word, warning of sin, and then showering you with forgiveness when you repent. And by his grace, you repent. You turn from sin. You trust in him. He feeds you with his own body and his blood for the forgiveness of your sins. And so you heed his voice. You confess your sin and feast on his grace. In other words, you live a life of repentance and forgiveness. And so the story continues and the chapter goes on. You laugh, you grieve, you rejoice, you ache, you worry, you regret. You succeed, you fail. That's how life goes in this dying but not God-forsaken world. And so do not despair. Yours is a life of significance because the Creator of heaven and earth knows your name. He put his name on you. Yours is not a life of hopelessness because you live by faith in the one who has conquered death, has ascended on high, and will come again in glory. You're part of the story of Christ's redemption for the world, and Christ himself, the risen and ascended Lord, has promised you this, that even though he has ascended, he says, I'm with you always, even to the very end of the age. Even then, when this age ends for you, the story goes on. Your story goes on. You're not a character who's written out of the script. For whether we live or we die, you are the Lord's, and he gives you life even now. And as we hear once again from that hymn we just sang, now our heavenly Aaron enters with his blood within the veil. Joshua is now come to Canaan, and the kings before him quail. Now he plants the tribes of Israel in their promised resting place. Now our great Elijah offers double portion of his grace. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.